أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. In the previous ayats, the Jews, they had made accusation that why in Islam are we not facing Baytul Muqaddas in as a Qibla, and that why are we facing the Kaaba Sharif, and therefore they said that Islam is not the true religion which is on Millat Ibrahim, following the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The ayat we read yesterday, Allah explained the great virtues of Kaaba Sharif, and that Kaaba Sharif is far more superior than Baytul Muqaddas, and that was the original Kaaba of all the Anbiya, and that was the Kaaba of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which in fact Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had built also. So therefore that is the correct Qibla, the correct direction to face in namaz. Now Allah Ta'ala explains further the great virtues of the Kaaba. Allah says, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ. Usme nishaniya hai zahir. There are clear signs at the Kaaba Sharif, in the Haram Sharif, of the truthfulness of Allah Ta'ala, of Islam, and also that this is the place that has to be faced in namaz. That is, our Qibla should be there. And there are many ayati bayyinat, open and clear signs. It's filled with the open and clear signs. Allah mentions two of them here. The one is Maqamu Ibrahim. Maqam Ibrahim. What is called Maqam Ibrahim, and all the people know what is in that golden glass cage. The glass cage itself is not Maqam Ibrahim, but inside it are those stones, rocks, on which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood when he built the Kaaba Sharif. And by Allah's Qudrat, when he stood, they were rocks, solid, hard rock, but the impression of his feet were made on that rock. And that is a clear sign that this is a Mubarak place, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was that Mubarak and great personality whom Allah Ta'ala had honored, and for thousands of years the Maqam Ibrahim is there on its place. And though there are thousands and millions of people who are enemies of Islam and would love to destroy Maqam Ibrahim, would love to destroy even Kaaba Sharif, but Allah Ta'ala has protected it. That is also a sign of the great Qudrat of Allah, that it is there in the open and it has survived in spite of so many enemies. And just like the present day, the very government of Saudi are the enemies of Islam. And they also would love to destroy, and they are trying to destroy everything Islamic. But what Allah protects, nobody can touch it. Though it is right under their nose, just like Musa a.s. is a small baby who had no power as a little child. Allah put him right in the hands of Fir'aun, who killed thousands of other children, babies, in order to kill him. But Allah put him right in his hand, and he couldn't kill him. When Allah's protection is there, then nobody can harm that in any way. And also this Maqam Ibrahim, it was used as a lift, a hoist, in building the Kaaba Sharif. When Ibrahim alayhi salam stood on it, we see till today the Kaaba, what a tall building compared to a human being, which is about 1.5 meters tall. The Kaaba Sharif is so much more higher. And how did he go up and build? The stone used to lift him up, and he used to go up to where he had to be building, and after that it would come down again. Like a lift, a hoist, it had served. So these are the clear, great signs. And this Maqam Ibrahim, Allah Ta'ala has made it that when a person finishes his tawaf, then he should read his namaz behind Maqam Ibrahim. Preferably right there where Maqam Ibrahim is. Otherwise anywhere in the Haram behind Maqam Ibrahim. Allah has given it so much honor. And that is there till today. Then another great sign Allah Ta'ala explains, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Or جو شخص اس کے اندر آیا اس کو امن ملا. And whoever entered the haram, that person got a guarantee of security and peace. Even if a person had killed somebody's father, and then he goes in the haram, they wouldn't interfere with him in the haram. He would not be arrested while he is in the haram. They won't retaliate and punish and kill him while he is in the haram. Allah has made the haram the place of aman, a place of safety, a sanctuary of great peace and safety. And if we go prepared properly, any person who will enter the haram, he will find that he is in that sanctuary. He will find that peace in his heart. He will find contentment. A person has to leave the haram because he has to go and eat, sleep, etc. But his heart is in the haram all the time. And what enjoyment he gets in the haram, he can't get it in his very luxurious hotel room also. He can't get it in all the restaurants also. What Allah Ta'ala has put in the simple structure of the haram, a person, any person who is so used to all luxury and comfort, he will find peace, tranquility and contentment in the haram. That is another great sign of the haram sharif. Then there are many others which Allah Ta'ala has not mentioned yet. One, for example, the well of Zamzam. The Zamzam well is a little well which is just about 1.5 at the most 2 square meters. But it's supplying water to all the Hajjis. And today Zamzam water is going throughout the world. But that water does not decrease in any way. As the water is drawn out, it keeps on coming more and more all the time. And in fact the very word Zamzam means stop, stop. When Hajra was looking for water for her child Ismail, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came where Ismail alayhi salam was lying in the sand, and he hit his wing in the ground and water started coming from there. So much water, ulama have written, historians have written, that water should have flooded the world. Her mother told the water, Zam, Zam, stop, stop. It was just coming out. And then it reduced its frequency and speed of coming out. And now it comes out just as required. How much is required? So much Zamzam water is coming all the time. And this was also just like when the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wanted water in the desert. Allah said, take your stick and hit it on the stone. In one place Allah says, Fam Bajasat, and another Fal Bajarat, that is come water in rushing out. And the other was that it comes out gradually, as is required. Like that Allah had made for that water to come. Zamzam is also like that. It gives the water all the time. And the quality of Zamzam water, no other water in the world has got those chemicals and that whatever Zamzam water has got. So these are clear, clear signs. And there are many other clear signs which a person can see all the time in the Haram Sharif. So this is the place Allah had decreed and made it. And it's only logical and it is only right. It is the place that we should face when making our namaz. And we have our due respects for the Kaaba Sharif. And also we don't disrespect the Kaaba Sharif. Then wherever in the world a person can be, at thousands of kilometers distant, but he will get the barakat of Kaaba Sharif. And if we don't pay the respects of Kaaba Sharif, for example in namaz, our legs don't face Kaaba. They are facing the east and the west, or they are facing the south and the north, depending where in the world we are. We don't face the Kaaba, then we won't get the barakat of Kaaba Sharif. If, for example, our toilets, and unfortunately, the toilets right in the hotels of the Haram, the enemies, the architects planned it and made those hot toilets face the Kaaba Sharif. And the beds which we sleep on, if we don't think about it, then those beds, our legs, right at when we are in the Haram, we have gone for Hajj and Umrah for a very noble ibadah, but they made it that now we ourselves are now disrespecting the Kaaba by our legs facing the Kaaba Sharif. So a person should be very careful, and not necessary that we have to sleep with our heads at the headboard side. If they were like that, our legs are facing the Kaaba, sleep the other way around, doesn't matter. But don't face, let your legs face the Kaaba Sharif. Toilet, turn and face away from the Kaaba Sharif. Don't be in the toilet facing the Kaaba. And here also in our homes also we should be careful. There are many homes where we don't think and the toilets are facing the Kaaba or the back is facing the Kaaba. So we should be take note of this in our homes. If a person who will pay the respects of Kaaba, he will get the barakat of Kaaba. And if we do it in all further things where it's not faran, it is mustahab, it is advisable. Like when we're making tilawat of Quran Sharif, it's not for us that we must face the Kaaba. But there also if we sit with adab and respect and we face the Kaaba, we will get great additional benefit. When we are making our zikr, our dua, etc., it's not necessary, dua will be accepted if we are not facing the Kaaba. But if we will face the Kaaba, it will be much more superior and much more beneficial. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate this great ni'mat which Allah has given us and benefit from them fully. And it isn't just there that they are there, it is they are there for us to take maximum benefit. And in the short life of ours, this is the time to benefit. After that, we will not be able to benefit from it. May Allah give us all tawfiq and increase us in His obedience, inshallah.